studio, AM 8 Sister. We're joined now by our featured guest of the evening, a great, great actress, someone who I've been watching, loved for years and years, Amy Petz. Amy, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I am great. Thank you, Timothy. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really glad to have you on. Now, I want to talk about all the stuff you're doing. You've done great stuff. You're doing really, really great stuff. It's award season, though, and I know you've been a big winner in the past. You got a SAG award for a great, great show, Caroline in the City.
Right.
I love that show. So I've got to ask you, now as an experienced award-winning actress, you watch award season. What do you think about it? It seems like it's excuse for dresses, excuse for, outfits, getting promotion for various projects. As an actor or actress going through it, is it exciting? Do you enjoy it when you're going to these awards and thinking, am I going to win, I'm not going to win? What do you feel about award season?
Wow, what a question. I wasn't expecting you to ask me that. it's such a mixed bag. You as an actor, as a person who, wants to be known for doing good work no matter what your profession is, of course you want awards. Of course you want them. You want to be nominated. You want to be appreciated for the work that you do. And it's always exciting to go, but then as soon as you're invited, then suddenly you feel the stress of it, of what to wear, and how much you're going to fit into the thing you do choose to wear, and you're nervous, and you're in uncomfortable shoes, and you have to do lots of press, and so, the grass is always greener, and you never really appreciate it as much as you should until the name is called, I guess. But when you're not invited to award shows, which has happened to be far more frequently than being invited to award shows,
right?
You tend to look at them like, well, they don't really matter.
No,
it's not really how to gauge a person's artistic value. So I guess it's all of the above and somewhere in the middle.
It seems like that. It seems like it would be a really, really good thing to do a few times. It'd be a great thing to win. But there's something, I don't know, there's something, especially now that they televise and make a big deal of all the awards.
Of course they televise
it.
It's season. It's entertainment business.
It's a season of them.
But at its heart, it's a trade show awards. It's like,
exactly.
You could be drug salesman.
Well, it fosters this falsely competitive spirit,
right?
That I don't like.
Right.
That's one of the things I really don't like. Because of course, the more magnanimous winners will get up and say, "Not only is it an honor to be nominated amongst these incredible other nominees, but it really is. It is.
Oh, it's being recognized.
It is all BS. And the older I get, the more I'm like, well, that person actually didn't deserve it, but their movie had a better marketing campaign,
right.
Or it's the luck of the draw, as with everything in life.
What do you think about the actors who have refused to show up and accept their, Marlon Brando and Woody Allen and that type of, oh, I don't believe in awards, I'm just not even going to show up and dignify the whole thing?
Well, then you're making an even more narcissistic statement.
Look, Marlon Brando, Woody Allen, narcissistic,
of course.
I would say play nice, be nice, and be polite. If people are being nice to you, be nice back, but don't believe all the hype and don't believe all the critics.
I remember someone saying
fierce political statements at the podium, right?
I remember someone saying this, and I can't remember who it was. And it was basically saying, it's about the promotion that you have to do, all the interviews, all the marketing, all the red carpet you have to do to promote a film. Someone said something to the effect that he acted for free, and he took the paycheck to promote the film. And that's when you have to fly around and do it.
I think that was Gary Cooper.
Was that Gary Cooper? It's a great quote.
Yeah, it's a really famous quote, and it does feel absolutely true. I got to say,
you do it for free. You're an actress. You love acting.
I don't do it for free.
You,
I don't think Gary Cooper did it for free.
You take the big check though because of all the other things, all the hassle and the travel and
but
the promotion.
That's not even what that quote means. That quote means that when the cameras are rolling or when you are physically on a stage,
right?
That you will do for free.
I agree. Yeah.
But Everything around you is what you get paid for.
Now, I want to bring our audience up to date because it's not just Caroline in the City and the so many appearances you make on TV, but you've got a brand new show, Hit the Road, on DirecTV with this guy, Jason Alexander. I think he's going to do big things.
Yeah, I remember him.
He's kind of funny.
I remember him as kind of funny.
I remember him being funny.
Can you tell us just a little bit about the show? What's that about?
It is it's super raunchy. It is a show about a family band. It's like the Partridge Family on acid.
Wow. Really raunchy.
I want to see
family.
That.
Wow.
Raunchy.
It's really
Partridge Family on acid.
And yeah, like super bad language. Some adult situations.
Hey ho.
We don't rely heavily on any violence or nudity.
Well, that's a relief.
Yet.
Although anything might happen.
I don't know if there will be a second season of this. If you can find the darn thing to watch.
Oh, is it not easy to find?
Enjoy it.
Yeah, because I'll betray an ignorance of mine. I didn't know DirecTV did original programming. I didn't.
I hadn't heard that either.
I hadn't either.
No.
I heard me.
Now, did you do the show when it got picked up by DirecTV, or you knew when you did it that it was going to be going on the DirecTV platform? Because I know sometimes people just do shows and then, so-and-so bought the show. Did you know it was a DirecTV project?
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
And we block shot all 10 episodes at once. So I got a script with about 400 pages.
Wow. And, right?
Yeah. And Jason Alexander is as wonderful as you would think he would be to make comedy with. It was just a superb delight every second that the cameras were rolling. So, and it turns out, you know, we both came up in the 90s on our sitcoms. His was just a tad more successful than mine. But we felt the same rhythm. We had the same shorthand. We had the same physicality. We had great chemistry. So it is worth checking out if you can find it.
Fantastic. But our listeners can actually see you. It's going to be hard to find the show. It's, you know, you got to use your remote. You got to find, you know, get uncover where on DirecTV it is. But there's an easy way for our audience to see you. And that's on stage in a version of The Goodbye Girl. Goodbye Girl. That's great. Tell us about it.
I know. People love this movie, you know, the classic 1977 movie with Marsha Mason and Richard Dreyfuss. So I'm not having a hard time at all convincing my friends to come because they're so excited that they'll get to relive The Goodbye Girl.
Right.
With myself and Matthew Floyd Miller, who was a love interest of mine in the LA theater world. In the last few years, we did a play together as lovers. So, just like, you know, Marsha and Richard were known as being this little couple with some chemistry problems. the same is true for Matthew and myself. So it's really fun to get to be with him on stage and portray as best we can, but not imitate these iconic roles. It's really, really, really fun.
That would be hard. Right. It is an iconic role. I grew up loving that movie. I don't like the panties hanging on the rod.
Exactly. Everybody's putting that panties line. I know. And Matthew's great. We just had our first table read today.
Okay.
And he blew me away. So I think people are going to be really, really thrilled if they could come down and see us perform this for the radio. It's also one of the more physical radio plays I've ever done because there will be tons of entrances and exits and additional mics and lots of Foley work to bring the city of New York and the apartment alive.
Anything to keep the Foleys busy.
Tim loves the Foley. He longs for a couple of half coconuts.
I think I could do the half coconuts. I think, and the door slamming, I think I'd be good at that. But give us the details. Give our listeners the details. If they want to watch, can people come in and watch the performance or do they just listen to it?
We perform it live for, I think it's 6 performances this coming week. So
fantastic.
Thursday through Sunday, they can go onto the LA Theater Works website, latw.org, for ticket information. Parking at UCLA James Bridges Theater. It's really, really fun to watch people perform radio plays. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it really is. And it's a live event that I don't think you can really replicate anywhere else. The LA Theater Works has been around for 30 years doing this, so you'll hear it on National Public Radio. Don't mean to mention a competitor.
No, that's fine.
But they do air these on NPR, so it's really, really fun. They get amazing stars. I've worked with so many amazing people through LATW. It's my artistic home here in LA.
It sounds fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Amy Petz, for being part of The Bigger Picture.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Come down and say hi after the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back to you just 2 minutes' time.